Live from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Guru Show. God bless America. For Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the ignorance of young people in America is breathtaking. We've allowed the insidious creep of those aligned against personal liberty to capture too many young minds. A majority don't even support the First Amendment. Many support socialism. Number two, President Trump dealt a serious blow by a federal judge who sides with Democrats, saying it's appropriate for the House to subpoena financial records going back years, years before he even declared to run for president. And number one, President Trump may be on the verge of declassifying a wide range of documents that could change the entire direction of the Russia collusion narrative that has crippled much of his administration over the last couple of years. This is a big deal. This is a big deal, and a lot of people are talking about this because the declassification of these documents could give you and I insight into what actually went on when it came to the Russia investigation, when it came to the FISA courts, when it came to spying, yes, spying on the Trump campaign, possibly into the transition, and yes, folks, possibly right into his administration. Among those calling for declassification are Trey Gowdy, the former member of Congress, the former firebrand, the former prosecutor, federal prosecutor, who says, listen, when the FBI goes in to surveil somebody, now you can call it surveillance, you can call it spying, you can call it whatever you want. When the FBI goes in with their intent on following someone, the people that interact with them are wired. Those conversations are then put into a transcript form, and those transcripts, at least Gowdy believes so, exist today. And if those transcripts are out there today, it means that they're available, right? It means that they could come into the light. And he says there are transcripts, possibly game-changing transcripts, that could be released sometime very soon. And he said it's one of those things where opinions that are very stubborn because people have their conclusions about Russia. Was there collusion? Wasn't there? Did the president obstruct justice? Did he not? Did he commit a crime? Is he innocent? Was he set up or is he a victim of his own behavior? People have very strong opinions. And Trey Gowdy says that these transcripts are one of the rare occasions where attitudes and opinions could actually be changed. I want to go to bite number one and start with this, with Trey Gowdy talking about the Bureau and how they send an informant in and how things get done. Bite number one. Go.
If the Bureau is going to send an informant in, the informant's going to be wired. And if the Bureau is monitoring telephone calls, there's going to be a transcript of that. And some of us have been fortunate enough to know whether or not those transcripts exist, but they haven't been made public. And I think one in particular is going, it has the potential to actually persuade people. Very little on this Russia probe, I'm afraid, is going to persuade people who hate Trump or who love Trump. But there is some information in these transcripts that I think has the potential to be a game changer if it's ever made public.
And Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, pushing very hard now, along with others, to have many of these transcripts declassified. Now, the president can do that. And the question then becomes, what does the president think is appropriate to share with the American people? What can he show them to discuss this? Of course, Trey Gowdy is also the gentleman who says that Brennan, Clapper, and Comey are all in hot water. He believes that Brennan, based on the things that he saw before he left Congress, he believes that John Brennan, the former director of the CIA, has more legal jeopardy than do James Comey or James Clapper. Now, in order to, for us to decide that, we have to see these items. But Gowdy also says James Comey, among those in legal jeopardy for behavior that is grossly inappropriate during his time as the director of the FBI during the time that the investigation was going on. And there may also be a lot of trouble for John Brennan. I want to go to bite number two from Trey Gowdy because I want to continue this conversation and dig deeper. Bite number two, go.
Take a half step back. I mean, people use the word dossier and it has such an official sound to it. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. It's a series of rank hearsay compilations put together by an FBI source who was later defrocked, paid for by the Democrat National Committee. And oh, by the way, Christopher Steele hated Donald Trump, too. So we can call it a dossier. It sounds official. It's really something the National Enquirer would blush if they printed. So we know that it was used four times by the United States government. What we're trying to figure out is whether or not it was used a fifth time in the intelligence assessment. And you got Brennan, Clapper, and Comey, all three who know full well whether or not it was used in the intelligence assessment, but they're giving you different versions.
Right. They're all giving you different versions because they're all trying to cover their tracks and cover their, make sure they're not in trouble, I suppose, right? So as you look at everything that's going on, a lot of things happening on Capitol Hill right now. But one of the folks that has been, I think it's safe to say, not a Trump supporter, Judge Andrew Napolitano of Fox News, not a Trump supporter. In fact, I would go so far as to say he is not a fan of the president much at all, based on comments that I've seen over the last couple of years since Trump was elected president. And since this investigation has progressed and since the Mueller report came out, and Andrew Napolitano is the legal expert for Fox News, and he seems to be not much of a supporter of the president. But even he had to admit that he believes that John Brennan is in ever more jeopardy because of the behavior of John Brennan and the things that are coming to light and the things that are being disclosed. So I want to share this with you because I think that it's very telling that somebody like Andrew Napolitano, who clearly does not like the president, says John Brennan's got some real trouble here. It's bite three. Go.
So this is important is because this is fingering John Brennan. And Brennan has been running around the last 2 years saying that President Trump committed treason. And in fact, if this email is correct, it is basically saying that it was Brennan who said use the dossier in the intel assessment. And the intel assessment, of course, is the assessment that Russia colluded with, I'm sorry, that Russia meddled in the U.S. election.
Well, if the
nothing to do with Trump,
right?
It's that Russia meddled.
I haven't seen the email, obviously, but if the email is correct, it directly contradicts what Brennan said under oath.
Exactly.
Which is another thing for the folks in Connecticut to examine whether or not the former director of the CIA perjured himself in order to make himself look good.
Doesn't look good right now, does it? And again, a lot of this comes back to the president. President Trump can declassify different documents. Ultimately, anything in the United States government, he has the power to declassify. That's what the executive can do. But as you look at James Comey and James Clapper and John Brennan, all three of these individuals are in serious trouble. But you also have the other people involved in this long scenario. You've got Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr and all of these other players that played lesser or more or larger roles or lesser roles. They're all involved here, and it begs the questions, many questions. Did the government weaponize the Department of Justice? Did the government weaponize the intelligence agencies to target a political individual, a political party they didn't like? Did they target the candidate from the Republican Party and try to prevent him from becoming president? These are all questions that we've talked about for some time. We've speculated for some time. But as this information is now percolating to the surface, and we might possibly have FBI transcripts that could really give gravity to this discussion, it becomes ever more serious. And we have more important things coming. Don McGahn says he won't show up for a hearing with Jerry Nadler today. A federal judge sides with House Democrats over subpoenas for Trump's financial records. It's getting ugly all over the swamp. We'll continue right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's Spero.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Spero Hospital, about how Spero has expanded its radiology services to Spero Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Spero.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.